Hi everyone, I'm Mateusz and this is my own program on Kim Radio called The Wild Tapes Show. This is the 6th episode and don't forget that every Wednesday at 5 p.m. I will be here playing my favorite music. The subject of today's program is Don't Tell Me That This Is A Cover, because I will play you our worldwide hits which are actually a cover version. And I hope I will surprise you a little bit, so put your volume up for the next hour and let's start with a cover version of a song written by Bee Gees, which appeared on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack in a version by Yvonne Elliman. So here is Kim Wilde in a song called If I Can't Have You. That was a cover version of If I Can Have You, recorded by Kim Wilde in 1983, promoting her greatest hits album, The Singles Collection 1981-1983, which was quite successful, especially in Australia. Now it's time for a worldwide hit, which was originally recorded by Bonnie Tyler for her 7th studio album Heart Your Heart in 1988. In the following year, the song was covered by Tina Turner for her album Foreign Affair. Here's Tina Turner and a fantastic song, The Best.
Yeah. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
that was Whitney Houston and I Will Always Love You. The song was written and originally recorded in 1973 by American singer and songwriter Dolly Parton. Whitney recorded a rendition of the song for the 1992 film The Bodyguard. The single spent 14 weeks at the number one spot of the Billboard Hot 100 charts, setting a new record at the time, becoming one of the best-selling singles of all time and the best-selling single by a woman. Time for another cover version recorded by Kim Wilde. Kim recorded this song in 1992 for inclusion on the singles collection 1991-1993. It was even announced in France to shops in a release sheet. The track was subsequently shelved and hasn't seen the light of the day up until 1998 when Mike Budd approached her for his Philharmonia album project. She suggested that she did that track because she knew it would suit her voice. Here's Kim Wilde in a song originally recorded by Patti Smith in 1978 called Because the Night.
Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
That was Kim Wilde and her version of Because the Night. Anyway, you're listening to Kim Radio, my name is Mateusz and this program is called The Wild Tapes Show. Today I'm playing a very successful cover version. The next song is a song written and performed by American musician Robert Hazard, who released the single in 1979, but the most successful version is known as a single by American singer whose version was released in 1983. Here is Cyndi Lauper and Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Wild Tapes Show. Mateusz on Kim Radio.
Baby, come back. Maybe next week. Can't you?
That was Samantha Fox and her version of the Rolling Stones song I Can Get No Satisfaction. Time for another cover song recorded by Kim Wilde, one of my favorite tracks from Snapshot's album released in 2012. Originally recorded in 1984 by musician Mike Oldfield featuring Maggie Reilly on vocals. This is Kim Wilde and a song called To France. That was Kim Wilde and her version of To France. The next song is written and composed by Prince for his side project, The Family. The song featured on their debut album in 1985, but in 1989 Irish singer Sinéad O'Connor recorded a version of the song and became a worldwide hit. Here is Sinéad O'Connor and a song called Nothing Compares to You.
Days. Station.
Thank you.
That was Madonna and Massive Attack and a song called I Want You. The song was originally performed by singer Marvin Gaye in 1976. Now a song which was originally recorded in 1984 by German synth-pop band Alphaville became one of the band's signature songs and has subsequently been covered by numerous artists. So Kim did a cover version too, released in 2012 as a bonus track on a special edition of her Snapshots album. Here's Kim Wilde and Forever Young.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad men. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our golden faces unto the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madmen. Forever young, I want to be.
Kim Wilde and a great cover version of Forever Young. The next track is a ballad first recorded by Brenda Lee, Gwen McCrae and Elvis Presley, and first released by McCrae in 1972. In 1987, the Pet Shop Boys performed a synth-pop version of that song on a television special commemorating the 10th anniversary of Presley's death. The Pet Shop Boys performance was so well received that the duo decided to record the song and release it as a single. Here is Pet Shop Boys and Always In My Mind.
This is the Wild Tapes Show. Mateus on Kim Radio.
That was Pet Shop Boys and Always in My Mind. Time for the last song I'm gonna play during this episode. This song was originally recorded by The Supremes in 1966, but the cover version became the biggest hit of Kim Wilde's career, reaching number 2 in the UK as hitting the top spot in Australia, Canada and Norway. It also became Wilde's only major hit in the US, spending a week at number 1 in the summer of 1987. Here is Kim Wilde and You Keep Me Hanging On. Thank you for being with me here today, hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to listen to my previous show, just visit Kim Radio website at www.kimradio.fr. Click replay button and choose the Wild Tapes show. You can also visit my YouTube channel at youtube.com/wildtapes. That's all for the moment, don't forget to be here next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Take care and stay wild, bye!
Don't you, babe? 'Cause you don't really love. Radio, Love Blonde Station.